really no new big injuries. We did old, you know, Matt Willis kind of came out late. He bumps and bruises from the game on Thursday. You know, otherwise the injury list is pretty much the same.
How concerned are you about your wide receiver depth right now?
Well, I think we're, you know, we're obviously looking to get legs, and you know, we'll do what it takes. But you know, I don't think there's anything you know, long term except for Demarius. So hopefully, guys will get back out there fairly quickly.
John, a couple of young players the other night offensively made contributions. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah and Eron, two kids you're pretty familiar with, I believe. Tell me about those two kids.
Well, Eron, I mean, we had him late in the season in Carolina last year, and you know, then ended up you know, catching on with the Broncos, and you know, he's had a good camp. You know, we didn't get much offseason. That hurt a lot of those rookies. But, you know, he's picked up pretty fast. He had a little setback. He's playing with a little bit of a, you know, an injury tweak. But, you know, he had a big night, made a big touchdown catch. And, you know, so I liked his progress so far. You know, again, you know, they're all had to do good. We threw them in there late. We had some guys bumped up. And, you know, so much of being young as far as getting lined up and knowing what to do under pressure, I thought they both did an excellent job. Yeah, graduating 3.5 years from Duke, my hat's off to him.
Does Prater have anything to worry about?
I don't understand.
I know you put a statement out about that, but with Hauschka here, and I mean, he's performed well, but do you kind of feel like, since it's been 10 days and hasn't really been addressed, that there's something there that you could discuss?
Again, you're losing me with, you know, as far as, you know, he's got the, you know, same thing to worry about everybody else does, and, you know, he's been a kicker in the National Football League. You know, each year you got to prove yourself, so it'll be no different this year.
Coach, you have to kind of play it down the middle with Eddie Royal, and he's coming off a hip, but at the same time you want to have to get enough reps to be ready for the regular season. Is it balance there?
Well, yeah, there is. I mean, it's like, I think every head coach faces that every year. From, you know, anytime those guys go across those lines, you know, they're at risk. So, you know, you got to get them ready to play a football season. This year is probably, you know, even a little tougher than most. But you want to make sure you got enough guys to play the season with too. So, you know, Eddie falls into that category. Actually, his hip he had surgery on the offseason is fine. It's the other hip that's actually kind of bothering him right now. And, you know, we'll, you know, take that cautiously, and you know, I think he'll be out there pretty soon.
Coach, what are some things that jumped out at you from the film after getting to watch it from the other night?
Well, I thought, you know, we played very physical. We played fast. You know, Bobby didn't play as precise as I'd like. You know, I think it was there were too many penalties, a couple of them costly in the red area that we've got cleaned up. But, you know, all in all, I kind of liked the way we went about our business. You know, I thought we made some strides. You know, I wasn't really pleased with the results there at the end. But, you know, those are things you kind of fight in the preseason. And, you know, we're just looking for big improvement, you know, as we come home and, for our home opener this week.
John, do you have any concerns about your tackling because you can't hit very much in the preseason?
Well, that's always a concern, and typically it's usually real sloppy in that first game because you don't practice live to the ground and practice. We practice at what we call thud tempo. But, you know, I thought, you know, for our first game, I thought our tackling was pretty good.
I mean, in general, some guys have sort of expressed concern as you dial back training camps that could be a problem.
Yeah, I think, you know, probably the biggest adjustment is, you know, not so much the off season as it is, you know, we're to one practice a day, you know, real football practice, and that's a concern. You know, and you don't want to get that to where it's so long that you know, get points, you know, diminishing returns. So, you know, it's a juggling act. You know, we spent most of our life adjusting, and we're adjusting now.